Alrighty then. Hello there, and welcome to Trending Now with Josh Arnold and Rick Moore on this Friday. What is this? May 27, 2016, as we head towards summer already. And Josh Arnold is our co-host. Bill Proposky is our producer and engineer, and we have a lot lined up this morning. We're changing the format a little bit. We'll get into that. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
And what do you have lined up this morning?
Well, Kathy Boudreau is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Circle Insurance, and she's going to be talking about changing trends in the insurance industry and the emergence of women more in the insurance industry that has historically been dominated by men.
And where is Circle Insurance?
Where is that? In Beverly, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And also David Slade, who's the owner of Cricket Press, and the Manchester Cricket was started by his father back in 1922, and he's continuing the business. The principal account they had back then was publishing the paper, but they've become a full, you know, retail and commercial printing company, and he also does quite a bit of work in the community in terms of civic activities.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well versed with that, and I look forward to listening to that. Also, we will be talking at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 with the Gloucester Health Nurse, the public health coordinator, Kelly Reese, with some updates about what's happening public health-wise in the community and an important message for baby boomers, of which I'm one. Anyway, and then we're going to go up to Newburyport. We'll talk with the Newburyport President of the Chamber of Commerce, Ann Orman. They've got a spectacular weekend planned up in Newburyport that begins with the most amazing tall ship I've ever seen. And we'll get some pictures of that up on the website later on that were taken by my wife, who works up in Newburyport. The tall ship is called El Galleon. But Ann Orman, the President of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, will also bring us up to speed on all the other things going on in and around Newburyport as well. But it's all upcoming.
She's also a prominent Rotarian.
Absolutely. I saw that in her bio, and so I'm sure you are familiar with Ann and yes, and her works. All right. We'll be back after our first little break with Josh's first guest. This is Trending Now with Josh Arnold and Rick Moore on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Trending Now with Josh Arnold, and our first guest is Kathy Boudreau. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Josh, and thank you for having me back again. It's my pleasure.
Well, I know I was studying up on the insurance industry, and I know it's a changing industry in many ways, and I want to talk to you a little bit about some of those changes, but tell us a little bit about the work that you do with Circle Insurance.
Okay. So, Josh, I'm pretty much a 30-year veteran to the insurance business, having spent the first 26 years of my career with a major insurance carrier, Travelers Insurance, in a variety of capacities. And right now my role at Circle Insurance has evolved from a sales and marketing role to really being strictly an insurance broker or producer. And so basically what my job is to do is to sell the various types of products Circle represents, whether that's strictly an auto, tenant policy, homeowners, flood, boat, or it gets more specific in our business department where I work with general liability policies, workers' comp policies, fleet auto, and a variety of other sort of boutique-type policies, directors and officers, errors and omissions, and that type of thing.
Great. How much is the emergence of cell phones and their function, the iPhone, the Droids, and so forth, the smartphones, how does that play into the insurance industry?
Oh, so that's an excellent question. So for me as an insurance producer, I need to be mindful of the various methods by which my clients prefer to be contacted. So some of my older clients prefer a traditional phone call. Others are too busy. They strictly prefer email. But my millennials really prefer text and cell phone contact as their preferred means of business. And what I also see, too, Josh, from the claim side of things is the cell phone use has been amazing because it lets immediate contact with a client with a claim be made. So I'll give you a specific example. I had a client call me two Fridays ago. They were at the scene of the accident. They were taking pictures with their cell phone, forwarding them to my cell phone, and I was then able to notify the insurance carrier immediately with pictures of the scene of the accident. And it just makes the whole process that much faster, that much cleaner, and the investigation of the claim is much, much better using this type of technology. I personally, having been in the business for as long as I have seen this technology evolution, and quite frankly, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it benefits all parties.
Kathy, this is Rick Moore. I'm working with Josh, and I'd like to ask you a question. By the way, good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you a question about that because I think 2 years ago we had a disaster at my mom's house. The city sewer backed up into the basement, and the insurance company we were dealing with actually required me to take pictures and text them to the insurance company. Does that help along the way with you know, in terms of appraisers or in terms of you know, getting people to the scene when it's not necessarily in the immediate neighborhood?
Yeah, Rick, I think that that's an excellent point. I am surprised that a company would, an insurance carrier would require that, but it certainly, and I'll speak from my claims background with Travelers, the faster you have the information and the adjuster can review the damage, the quicker you can assess what needs to be done from a claim mitigation standpoint. So if you have a terrible sewer backup, the faster the adjuster can review that, figure out, okay, what cleaning type service do I need to get out there ASAP so that we can mitigate these damages and prevent any further damage is quintessential to the overall claim process.
Terrific tool, and I guess that's part of the 21st century process of business in general.
Yes, it most certainly is. I think that there are a few businesses out there that are not benefiting from the evolution of technology.
Well, I was looking up, doing some background work on just so I could ask some intelligible questions here, and there were 6,118 insurance companies in the United States in 2014, and how big is your company, the company that you work for? And tell us about the changing trends and environment, particularly that with women becoming involved in what had, as I understand, was historically a male-dominated industry.
Okay, so first of all, most insurance agents are going to, depending on the size of their agency, Circle Insurance would be considered a mid-size agency, and that is based on premium. So our overall written premium is about $12 million. $9 million falls within the personal lines realm, and the other $3 million falls within the commercial lines realm of business. And we choose to do business with only A-plus rated carriers. You're always, as an insurance agent, want to make sure that your clients, if in fact they do ever have a claim, that their claim is going to be paid, so that you're working with insurance carriers that are can be financially solvent. So there are situations in Massachusetts in particular, we can talk about the FAIR plan. The Mass FAIR plan is a government-funded insurance carrier that writes a lot of the homes that traditional standard companies won't write. I'll give you an example. If a home is too close to the ocean, most standard markets do not want to write it, so it will be written with the Mass FAIR plan. Another example is, if somebody has several Doberman pinchers, they happen to be a breed of dog that most insurance carriers do not want to touch. Those particular homes, properties, would be written with the Mass FAIR plan, but the Mass FAIR plan is guaranteed by the government to pay in the event of a claim. Now, getting back to the topic of women in insurance, it's very interesting because 80% of the insurance industry for claims and service has a female workforce. It's the executive level where only probably 6% of executives for insurance companies and agency owners are women. This is an evolving field. As women have more flexibility in their schedule, they're able to be more flexible to take on those executive capacity. But it's been a long road for women to break into what has been historically a male-dominated industry. Why has it been that way? You know, there's a lot of discussion around that. The same holds true for most of the banking business. A lot of financial products have a very similar demographic in their workforce. But one of the things that insurance, particularly in my role as an insurance broker, offers for women is a great deal of flexibility. So if you're a woman with young children and you need to be flexible in your job, well, as a sales producer who makes their own schedule, this particular business offers you that. I do see more of a trend of women, as women recognize that there's the insurance industry can be very lucrative. So if you work a lot and you work hard, and you're dedicated to your craft, you can make a lot of money and you can do it on your own time. So as more women are seeing this and we're promoting it more from the female perspective, I think you're going to see a lot more women in executive roles in insurance companies.
Great. What are the other kinds of benefits for women besides the flexibility and the money? Are there, do you see an expanding growth into executive roles? What was it? You said 6%. Was it 10 years ago? Would that have been half that or less?
So 6% is the figure that I got, Josh, actually from doing a little bit of research, and that was as of 2013. So, yes, it would definitely have been less.
Sure.
Some of the benefits, you know, of working in the insurance business, whether it's not just about flexibility, it's also, of course, about making money. There are a lot of great compensation benefits, you know, health insurance, vacation time, paid sick leave.
Vacation time from a lady who just came back from Mexico City, right?
Yeah.
Okay. With a nice
vacation
tan.
Vacation time, Josh.
Yeah, well, okay. Go ahead.
Let's see, you know, life insurance, you know, all kinds of benefits that are very important for America's small families these
sure.
days. If you don't have benefits, it's very hard keep your head above water, and so insurance companies traditionally offer a great benefits package. Sometimes the salary might be a little bit less because they compensate you with benefits, but for a lot of women, particularly for single women, you know, you have a single income family, those benefits are critically important.
How we have about a minute and a half left, and just
okay.
In terms of the app area, is that, you know, from say 2014 to now, how much of that traffic is coming your way or the insurance industry's way, and do you see that evolving or like exploding in a year or two, how do you gauge that?
So when you're talking about an app, you're talking about a specific insurance carrier app?
An app or even someone who's using their Droid or their iPhone to access the insurance industry, whether it's to get a quote, whether it's to transact business. How much, I mean, you know, 5 years ago, cell phones weren't what they are today. So
right.
and apps weren't what they are today. So
right.
every day you turn around, there's something new coming and everyone's going to a whole rush of people to use the new thing. How much, you know, do you have an ability to see, project what that's going to impact your industry?
Yeah, so being sensitive to our time limitations, I will say this. Insurance is a relationship-driven business. So even though the apps are out there and people are using them, and generally it is the millennials that are using them, you're always going to have a large percentage of people that want to be on the phone with their insurance carrier or want to sit down with their insurance agent, and an app is never going to replace that relationship. It will, however, facilitate certain things that people are able to do with insurance companies, i.e. make a claim, pay their bill. But it's never going to replace, I think, that personal relationship that the agent and the carrier has with their client.
Super. Well, thank you so much for being a guest and sharing some of the insights of the insurance industry with us, and wish you very well in the upcoming Memorial Day, and we'll see you at Rotary.
Okay. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care.
MSO Radio,
North Shore Now,
news and sports. MSO Radio, keeping you in touch with North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.
I'm just really happy. My girls play great, I thought, and just tough. And they've been there four times in a row, so, you know, it's like the old John Wooden quote there. I think he said something about, experience doesn't matter when, you know, experience is overrated.
Congratulations to Bishop Fenwick on their state title. This is MSONewsports.com.
If you come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to rotarydreams.org.
MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSONewsSports.com.
Well, as sometimes happens, we're not quite ready to get our guest on, and that happens with live radio, and we will have
David Slade
Dave
back
on next week.
Okay,
that works. That's fine. In the meantime, again, we will have, let me see my list here so I know what I'm talking about. We've got Kelly Rees coming up in a little while. She is the public health nurse in the city of Gloucester with some information for baby boomers and others. And also later on, we'll be talking with the president of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, Ann Ormond, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce, but also very active in Rotary. And you had her on?
I had her on earlier in the year. She's an assistant governor with Rotary, District 7930. She's the past president of the Newburyport Rotary Club, and involved in a lot of the organizations that some of whom we've interviewed on this program.
Oh yeah, oh absolutely, yeah, no question.
The career thing that the woman did from the bank up yep. her way, she's very much involved in that program too.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now next week, I don't know, have you ever heard of Aztec Two-Step?
That was, if that's a dance, no.
Oh, no, it's not a dance. It's a group, and they've been around for a long time, the Aztec Two-Step.
Okay.
They're going to be at Shilinlu in a couple of weeks, right. And Rex Fowler, one of the founding members and one of the duo of the Aztec Two-Step, will be our guest next week. We're going to talk with him, and sort of folk rock and rock protest, they're still doing it. And I'm not going to call them hippies because, you know, they're baby boomers as well, but great musicians. And they're going to be sharing the bill, I believe, with the, I can't even pronounce it, Puiset Dart Band. You know?
So yeah, they're
gonna
I remember
be,
them.
Yeah, they're going to be up in Newburyport. They're going to be at in Rockport in a couple of weeks. And we are planning, of course, this is an election season. It's the silly season, Josh, and I don't know what your observations are in the last week or so. We're trying to get a hold of, we will get a hold of many of the local people involved. And my thing is, and we'll be getting to our next guest in a minute, but my thing is, you know, the presidential candidates, what do they call them?
Curly, Larry, and Moe.
Well, that's that works too, but the presumptive candidates.
Well, I think every week it's like another chapter unfolds, and it's like it's so sensational. It's like
in a bad sense, in a bad word. That's
it's this isn't about substance as much as it is
theater.
What are they going to come up with next? You couldn't write the script of the one that's involving this year.
Well, and so my interest, and I don't know that it's anybody else's interest at all, but my interest is, okay, what do we do with Congress? Because this president and the president, the current president, Democrat, from the Republicans' point of view, it's his fault. Nothing gets done. The president and his party, from their point of view, it's the Republicans' fault because nothing gets done. So as Americans, you notice I didn't say the American people. Anyway, as of the voting public, what do we do to get things moving? And the answer to me is you change Congress. You find people, you get people to run, you vote for people who you think will get out there and make them accountable. There's no reason in the world a United States senator can't answer his phone or her phone.
No. You know, there's a the interesting thing about this election is two people from completely polar opposite standpoints, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, are feasting from the same trough because they both are packaging themselves really as outsiders who want to change. They want to bring about change, that the status quo must go. And regardless of what viewpoint they have, that's the common theme that unites the two. And I think that's going to, I think for the two of them to debate, particularly where Sanders is not the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party at this point, where that's still in a state of flux, and she has enough superdelegates, she should close the gap soon. But I think that's historic. I think it's a great move on Trump's part, but
what does he have to gain by that?
He has to gain his Hillary's loss is his gain if she ends up being the nominee. So if you're debating the number two person, what are you doing? You're giving the camera to her opposition. Okay, you know the Magnificent Seven when Steve McQueen took that part, he turned it down first. He got it because his agent, the director, told his agent, "I'll give him the camera. The camera is so important. The more publicity that Bernie Sanders gets."
I can see it from Sanders' point of view, but I can't see it from Trump's, because what if Sanders cuts him to shreds? What does Trump gain? And even if Trump cuts Sanders to shreds, what does he gain?
What Trump gains is Hillary's not on the stage. Okay? And he's giving Sanders...
See, from my point of view, it's... okay. All right. I get that. Okay. I don't understand
Hillary
all this
just
stuff.
Backed out of a scheduled debate with Bernie, and so.
Well, she's a little on the defensive right now.
Yeah, and the Inspector General's report from the State Department. I read parts of it. You know, I get it, but I don't know enough about the substance of the emails to know how much of it is playing I gotcha.
Well, you're totally on the left also, Josh. I mean, so, you know, we need to temper this with someone on
no,
the
I'm,
right.
No, I'm really not.
Oh, I don't know about
I'm
that.
Not, I'm not.
Can you name, do you have a Republican friend? Any Republican friends?
I have some friends that used to be Republicans that are Democrats now.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, one of those. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we will get to.
Actually,
we've got to get.
Actually,
we should get Joe Orlando one here. You know,
my first
Joe the younger.
I think I voted. I can't say that. I've probably voted for more Republican presidents than Democrats.
I doubt that. I doubt that you have done that. Come on. Come on, Josh.
No,
oh, my God. Please.
I voted for Gerald Ford.
You're still walking around with Vote John Kennedy a button on your shirt here. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that may be who I vote for this time, too.
Well, you might not be alone. All right. We'll pick this up later, but first we need to take a break, and then we're going to come back with the City of Gloucester Public Health Nurse Kelly Reese with some information. We'll talk Newburyport Chamber of Commerce in a few minutes as well. Please stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
If you come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Okay, we're back, and I want to welcome in the Gloucester Public Health Nurse, the City of Gloucester's Kelly Reese. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And last time we talked, it was with Noreen Burke and you, so it has been a while.
Yes.
So I did get your press release regarding baby boomers, and man, every time I see the word baby boomer, myself being one, I get a little nervous. So what's the latest?
The health department is collaborating with the American Liver Foundation to implement the CDC's No More Hepatitis campaign. So in 2012, the CDC recommended that all of those born 1945 to 1965 to have a one-time screening for hepatitis C despite their risk history. So hepatitis C is an infection of the liver that results from the hepatitis C virus. It's a blood-borne virus when most commonly known for spreading through contaminated needles and syringes.
Mm-hmm.
But in this population, the CDC started seeing an increase in prevalence. It could be from having blood transfusions or organ transplants before the screening of blood products in 1992. Could be from tattooing or body piercing that wasn't regulated, poor infection control in the healthcare setting, through sexual transmission. A lot of mothers back in the 1950s and 60s received blood transfusions after giving birth,
mm-hmm.
which is not common practice anymore.
Right, right.
But that could have increased the exposure to hepatitis C in this baby boomer population.
All right, so I'm a little messed up here now. So,
yes.
So I haven't had any. I hadn't had any needles except the shots you get at the hospital or whatever from your.
Right.
Your vaccinations. I don't have any tattoos. I've had no blood transfusions and so on and so on. So should I also have this screening?
You should. So a lot of times you don't remember. It could have been through a dental surgery and you got a transfusion and you just don't remember. So that's why there's just this universal recommendation to have all baby boomers tested. This birth cohort is about five times more likely than any other adult to have hepatitis C. So the longer you're living with hepatitis C, the more damage that can be happening to your liver, which is concerning.
I am not feeling the love, man. This is not...
Know.
Oh, man.
Well, that's our goal, is to provide some awareness and education, and there are treatment options that are very successful and with high cure rates. So it's nothing to be afraid of, but just so you're aware, and we also want to increase the screening rates in Gloucester mm-hmm. and throughout Massachusetts.
All right, so we have to get the word out. So how do we do this? How do we get the screening?
Right, so on June 8th, we will be holding a community event with the American Liver Foundation. They will give a presentation on these facts, try to reduce kind of the stigma around hepatitis C. And so on June 8th, it's a Wednesday, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Rose Baker Senior Center in Gloucester will be this presentation. And it's free, open to the public. I encourage everyone in this birth cohort to attend, or their sons or daughters or anyone who feels they should be attending.
Now, is this an education process or is this an actual testing?
Yes, so this is the educational event.
Okay.
And then July 23rd, from 9 to 1 p.m., there will be, at the Rose Baker Senior Center, there will be a free hepatitis C testing day.
Oh, my. Okay. And what does that entail?
So that entails a finger stick, so kind of just a little blood test on from your finger. And we will get instant results of whether or not someone was exposed to the hepatitis C virus.
So you'd be silly if you're in that age bracket to not do this.
That's correct.
Wow.
You can also go to your physician. And so we're also trying to raise awareness and remind physicians to be screening these individuals at each time they see them. There's no extra cost to ask for this screening or testing. It's covered through all insurance, and it's very simple. And that would entail, if you go through your doctor's office, it would entail, going to a lab and mm-hmm. getting a blood draw.
All right. Well, you know what? When I initially saw this, I shrugged it off, Kelly. I'm going to tell you the truth. I said, nope, not for me. I know I'm not at risk. But
right.
Now having listened to you, and I'm so glad that you agreed to talk with us this morning, I will be there. And again, I certainly will talk to everybody I know of and say, hey, you really got to do this, because what do you got to lose, for God's sakes? I mean, it's an hour out of your time on one end and maybe an hour out on the other, a couple of weeks later. Big deal.
Exactly. Yes. It will give you peace of mind. And if anyone does come back positive, Gloucester does have a lot of service agencies
We are known for a great infectious disease doctor, Dr. Wolf, and then also at the screening event, Mass General Hospital staff members and physicians will be there to alleviate any concerns and to provide, they'll have open appointment slots to get people in quickly as well.
Excellent. All right. And again, that's the dangers of hepatitis C. The educational event will be Wednesday, June 8 at 6 p.m. at the Rose Baker Senior Center in Gloucester. And there will be a free hepatitis testing day, which is amazing, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that also will be at the Rose Baker Senior Center. And Kelly, I know that you're very much involved in the Cape Ann community. Are there events like this taking place elsewhere across the state and maybe across the country?
Not that I'm aware of. A lot of the hepatitis C efforts are towards educating. They're seeing a lot of rise in the rates of our younger population between the ages of 18 and 35, and that is mainly due to our unfortunate opioid epidemic and the use of injection drugs.
Right. And your event is in partnership with Mass General?
It is, Mass General Hospital and the American Liver Foundation.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, Kelly, now, before I let you go, just kind of a broad question. I am of the opinion, I'm going for 200. So my age right now doesn't bother me at all, being a baby boomer. I'm going for 200. And my feeling is that every day, the longer I live, then the longer I can live, meaning something like this, like what you're talking about, comes down the pike. Every single day there's something new.
Right.
So it is wise, not only for young people and for millennials and all those others, but it is wise for us to keep an eye out on this stuff. And I'm sure you have to keep up with the literature as well, as it's a continuously changing realm.
It is, yeah. That's what public health is. And we try to educate the public on any emerging issues, whether it be the new Zika virus that's coming out or anything for, you know, as people are living longer, they do develop more chronic diseases. So educating on heart disease and diabetes and any other risks to the public. So.
And I heard on NPR this morning from on the BBC, a discussion about the antibiotics and the problem going on now with that. Is that something that is sort of a new awareness for the public at any rate?
Yeah, there's still, so the antibiotic resistance is not new, but it is becoming more prevalent. There's tougher diseases out there, and the bacteria are getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to fight these antibiotics that are given. So it's getting, some diseases are getting tougher to treat.
All right. I know that, and I'm going to let you go now because I got you off topic, but I appreciate the information. But my final question would be, with respect to summer coming, I'm guessing that from the public health point of view, it's best to make sure we have the sunblock and so on, summer issues, and stay away from mosquitoes and all that stuff.
Yep. So I'll also have a public health intern this summer who will be focusing on tick and mosquito education in the public.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be out at farmers market, at camps, different places, landscaping companies, and educating on the ticks and mosquitoes in the area. Always apply your sunblock. And also on our city Facebook page, we just posted on safe outdoor grilling and food handling.
Mm-hmm.
With the warmer months, you know, bacteria grows faster, so safe food handling is also a priority.
Excellent. Kelly, I'm going to ask you on the air publicly, I'd like to be able to come in and meet you face-to-face and get a nice long interview with you at some point. Is that okay?
That is perfectly fine.
Excellent. Okay. Great. Meantime, Kelly, keep us surprised. Keep those press releases coming in, and we'll be glad to promote anything that you want to mention.
All right. Great. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Kelly. Take care.
Me.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Kelly Reese, who is the public health nurse in the city of Gloucester. Now we're going to take a quick break here, and you still with us? You're still here. Okay. All right. Take a quick break. We'll come back with Ann Orman, who is a colleague, friend, long-time relation. How would I phrase that? You've known her through Rotary?
I've known her for Rotary for a couple of years.
Okay. And up in Newburyport, was she district governor?
No, she's currently an assistant governor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can chip in here. All right. So we'll be back with the Newburyport President Chamber of Commerce momentarily. Meanwhile, this is Trending Now on MSONewsSports.com. Our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, will be right back.
MSO Radio, keeping you in touch with North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.
I'm just really happy. My girls play great, I thought, and just tough. And they've been there four times in a row, so, you know, it's like the old John Wooden quote there. I think he said something about, experience doesn't matter when, you know, experience is overrated.
Congratulations to Bishop Fenwick on their state title. This is MSONewsports.com. MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio. North Shore Sports Radio.
How are you?
All right, we're back, and Ann Orman, the president of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, is here, and Josh Arnold is also sitting beside me. You guys have already, I know you've met each other, is that right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have.
I think at the Polar Plunge.
Yeah.
At the Polar Plunge, the famous Polar. Yes, I remember having you on when Josh had you on recently.
That's before. Right.
But now you're in a different position. You are in, wearing your other hat as president of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, and before we get to the specifics, Ann, of going on this weekend, tell us a little bit about the size of the Chamber of Commerce in Newburyport and what your function is there as president.
Sure. I basically, as president, I manage the chamber, and it's a 750-member chamber that covers the contiguous towns around Newburyport for a total of about 46,000 residents. We have 17,000 residents in Newburyport, and then the whole general area, Amesbury, Newburyport, Salisbury, West Newbury, Newburyport, Newbury, Byfield.
Wow.
So we of course, our traditional chamber. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once, and I shouldn't do that. We're a traditional chamber in that we advocate for our members, have programs and services for them. And then because we are the de facto tourism bureau, we do tourism as well. So that is something that I think is a piece that's very easy to do in Newburyport because it is so beautiful, and we have a lot of, things that reasons to come here, a lot of beautiful attractions and things like that. So,
well, yeah, and Newburyport, I mean, it's certainly known for tourism, but it the face of Newburyport, the community, the culture has just changed so much over the years to be so comfortable that people from all over the area, from all over the North Shore, Southern New Hampshire, just like to hang around Newburyport on the weekend.
Absolutely. There's, it doesn't matter if it's February or March. There's still people coming around here. And then, of course, on a day like today, with a lot going on this coming weekend, there's people everywhere. The parking lot's already full, and it's only 10 minutes of 11.
All right. Let's get to that.
There's plenty of parking to be had.
So. That's the tough part. My wife works at Firebrand in Newburyport over by the restaurant there. And daily she takes her break when she goes for lunch, and she walks along the waterfront. And she sent me a picture back yesterday. She texted a picture back of El Galleon, which, is that Spanish tall ship. And, man, it just blew me away, and I had to find out about it. So let's start there. What is this thing all about?
So the Custom House is the Custom House Maritime Museum, which is a longstanding museum and cultural institution in Newburyport, has brought the El Galleon to Newburyport, and we're thrilled to have them here. The El Galleon, it's right down on the waterfront, and there's a lot of people out and about, as you can well imagine, and it is a 200-foot, six-story-high Spanish, I'm trying to get on my website so I can speak, because it's not our event. We're working collaboratively throughout the weekend, but it is their event, and it's beautiful. It really is just a beautiful ship, and we're thrilled to have them here. And it's just there's a lot going on.
All right, and to be fair, I tried to get a hold of them. They didn't respond, but you did over at the Chamber of Commerce, so I thank you for that.
You got it. Not
so,
a problem.
There you go. All right, so let's get down to other events. This is a huge weekend. It is, the traditional beginning of summer. It is the Memorial Day weekend, so I'm sure you have parades. You have all kinds of events lined up. So tell us a little bit about what's happening with the culture.
So for 35-plus years, we have been doing Newburyport Spring Fest, which started as the Sal Mugundy Fair, which is a Gaelic word for sort of potpourri, a potpourri of things. And that's really what's going on this weekend. We have a festival in downtown Newburyport throughout the town into the Tannery and Merrimack Landing and other places. And it's
Juried Arts and Crafts Fair, music in Market Square. We have kids entertainment as well. And then new this year, on Sunday from 12 to 5, we have a carnival area with mechanical rides, bouncy houses, pony rides, music, a beer garden, face painting, all sorts of things that you could want for your child to come on up. And then we do pretty much the same thing on Monday with the exception of the carnival. We're just doing the carnival section on Sunday. But on Monday we have kids entertainment again, and then we have live music with the band called Jump Street, and Sunday's band in Market Square will be Higher Ground. So there's a lot going on, and there's food vendors, there's brick-and-mortar stores and restaurants that, you know, we'll Newburyport's going to be hopping, so, and plus put the Al Galeone in the mix, and guess what? It's a recipe for a beautiful weekend, Chamber of Commerce kind of weekend in Newburyport. So
absolutely.
We would invite everyone to come down and have a look. If they haven't been to Newburyport, if they've been here before, they know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. What's the mix of membership now for the Chamber of Commerce? I'm sure you have some stalwarts who have been there for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
And you have some new people.
We're actually having our annual meeting on Wednesday, and we're going to be celebrating one company that's been in business for 150 years. So we're thrilled to also announce that Governor Baker will be our keynote speaker at our annual meeting on Wednesday. So we've got, you know, Sunday, Monday, and then right into Wednesday with the annual meeting. And so our mix of 750 members is about 85%, believe it or not, are small business.
Yep, I believe it, yep.
Small business, which is the crux of what makes America the country that it is. And it's 85% small business, and there's from restaurants and retailers up to lawyers, tax accountants, you know, marketing firms, web firms, you name it, we have it. And we do have an industrial park, which has 1.5 million square feet of property out there, and there's a lot of companies out there that are making Mark Ritchie Woodworking is one of those companies, and they are actually doing the fine finishings for Apple's new office out in California. So they've just gotten their second contract with Apple to create the high-end woodwork that will be in the Apple offices out in California. So that's just a little snapshot of what goes on in the industrial park, and we have Bixby International, which is really making the whole idea of plastics and forming them for shoes and for hockey skates out there. We also have ITW Foil Marks, which will makes foils for packaging that you'll see in many stores. We have Rochester Electronics. We have, you know, Strem Chemical, PCI Synthesis, a lot of big companies out there. So we really, I think, have a very unique chamber in that we do have the industrial park and small businesses and retail and restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't lose the feeling of a small town waterfront, old time New England when you're there in town. It's an amazing mix. Finally, Anne, I just wonder, I know that some chambers of commerce in the area have an annual fundraiser that's either an auction or a golf tournament. What does the Newburyport Chamber do?
Well, we do a golf tournament every year, which is coming up on June 13th, so there's no rest for the weary. Our annual meeting is a major fundraiser for us, but we just had our major fundraiser in March. It's our Chamber Pot Big Win, where you can win $10,000, but that's it. You know, a lot of our funding comes from non-dues revenue, so we have a number of sponsors for different things, but we're working it and, you know, keeping things going and keeping business alive and moving here in the greater Newburyport area.
And I lied, I have one more question.
Sure.
Do you have some other a signature summer event that the Chamber promotes?
Yes, we do. We actually have two this summer. We will be having music in Market Square every Thursday in July, and then a couple of Thursdays in August, and you have to check our website for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually do the waterfront movies, which are in our beautiful waterfront park, and those are August 10th, 17th, and 24th, and we're just about to announce our lineup of movies for that. And then we do Riverfront in September, and then we do Witch's Night Out and Pumpkin Lighting in October, and just, we go on from there. It never stops.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking forward to ski season, but let's not rush it, okay?
No, I know.
We'll get there.
Enjoy the weather.
Oh, that's tremendous. Well, Anna's, I know, the best way to contact the Chamber or to get information about the Chamber?
Sure, is you can call us at 978-462-6680. We'd be happy to answer any question. Or you can go to our website. We have a lot of information on there, newburyportchamber.org.
All right, sounds great. And keep us in the loop. Have your people, you know, send us your press releases.
You got it. We will.
Thanks, Ann. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That's Ann Orman, who is the president of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, with lots going up there. And I did try to get a hold of the museum that is sponsoring the tall ship, and I'll have to go back to, here it is here, El Galeon. It's being brought in by the museum up there, and I wasn't able to connect with anybody, sadly, and we'll keep trying. So, again, Newburyport, great stuff. I'll have some pictures of the tall ship posted, hopefully before the day is over. And don't forget, we got a big baseball broadcast coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the NEC North Championship. It'll be Beverly and Danvers High School squaring off at Twy Field in Danvers. Looks like a beautiful weekend weather-wise. Looks like a great day for baseball. So that's all upcoming. And let's see here. Don't want to remind you that next week, so far, we have Rex Fowler lined up. He is a founding member of Aztec Two-Step. They are a folk rock protest music group that will be playing at Chilin Lu in a couple of weeks in June. And we'll go over that, and we'll talk some more stuff about that. We'll also talk with Karen Hurlitz, who is the marketing director up at Chilin Lu, and we'll get more information from her about stuff coming on this summer. And I know that, Josh Arnold, you have some guests lined up as well. Plus, you're on the road sometimes.
Yeah, but I'll be around on Friday.
All right. So who are some of the other people that we're going to try to talk with?
Well, Dave Slade obviously will be a guest. And we have a couple of folks who are running for Essex County Sheriff that we're trying to schedule in. And I reached out to people that are running for Congress and see if we can get them to be on the show. I've also had an email discussion trying to get some information about the 1,100 amendments that have been put to the state budget process, and hope to be able to get Senator Tarr on to talk about that.
Yeah, I've been in contact, that's a good point, with Senator Tarr's office. I think I will be talking with him this week. We tried to get him for today, but it didn't work out. This thing about plastic bags, I'm a little concerned about that, so we do need to get into that discussion about banning plastic bags and so on. And plus, I know that in the city of Gloucester, there's a move afoot to raise the price of trash disposal and so on, and that's got people up in arms. And so this representation, was it taxation without representation? That's
but it's only in the history books.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being represented right now. I don't know about that. So I think there might be some discussion, but the politics is going to be heating up. I also, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I was fascinated by your interview with Ed O'Reilly a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
When he talked about the sheriff's race and the position of sheriff. And in fact, he answered my question as to why it's a voting position as opposed to an appointed position.
Yeah, it was one of the interesting things that came out of that interview is he made a comment. He said that that in Essex County there were not resources for women to be rehabilitated who were on drugs and
that
alcohol.
Was changed, yeah.
And funny, from that interview, I sent a note to Senator Tarr and Representative Ferrant, the mayor, and to Dave Olson at the newspaper, and got some comments back. But in the meantime, within 3 days, a headline comes out, Sheriff Cousins.
Well, we had talked with Sheriff Cousins during the spring, early spring,
yeah.
And he had mentioned that they were working on that.
Yeah. Well,
so we have an interview with Sheriff Cousins. If you go back into March, you'll find that interview up there, and he does talk about the fact that he's getting ready to do that at that point, and then
yeah.
It did transpire.
Yeah.
So let's give credit where credit was due.
It was interesting. No, it wasn't it wasn't that one thing had another. It was just coincidental he brought it up. I made some inquiries, and it just happened.
Well, there is transition, and again, that's public awareness and part of the education as well in that this opioid thing. And again, my amazement and my education has primarily come from this angel program that Chief Campanello in Gloucester has initiated, because I used to look at the opioid addicts in a different way.
Yep.
And I think that so all of this is transpiring, and it'd be great to get Senator Tyron or Anne Marie and Congressman Moulton also has been very good to us in getting us information, and we'll try to get him on again as well. So we are trending in the right direction.
We are
trending now. All right, Josh, anything else that you want to mention? We're going to finish a little early here, but I do want to thank my guest in a second. Anything else?
No, we're good.
I did want to mention Dave.
Dave.
Next week, Dave.
David Slade.
David Slade. I keep thinking of another name. David Slade. and his family. I do want to point out that my familiarization with Cricket Press is not necessarily from the product they produce, but from the people that they help employed. And I know mm-hmm. that over the years they have done a wonderful job taking care of some disabled and challenged people in the community in their business, and that is a great thing.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Anything else, Josh?
We're good.
Okay, we are going to bail out of here a tad early, but I do want to thank our guest this morning for being with us. Josh, talking earlier
with
Josh
Kathy,
talking earlier with
Kathy Boudreau and
all right, and Dave, we didn't have David Slade, but we did have Kathy Boudreau on from Circle Insurance, who brought us up to speed on a lot of things. Also to Kelly Reese, the Gloucester Public Health nurse, who, in my humble opinion, should have the role of Director of Public Health, but that's another issue. Anyway, Kelly bringing us up to speed on a lot of things, but primarily getting us information about the public health information with respect to hepatitis C and baby boomers. And again, there will be a hepatitis educational event Wednesday, June 8th at 6 p.m. at the Rose Baker Senior Center. And anybody born from the years 1945 to 1965 are five times more likely to have hepatitis C. So this will be an informational event. I think Kathy said it'll take about an hour or so, or Kelly, rather, said it'll take about an hour or so. And then the actual testing, which is free, will take place also at the Rose Baker Senior Center on Saturday, July 23, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's it's a little finger thing where they prick your finger, get blood. And she said the test is done right there, and the results are known right there as well. So you should take advantage of that. And also thanks to the president of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, Ann Orman, who brings us up to speed on what's happening up in Newburyport this weekend. But again, many things going on all over the North Shore this weekend as we begin summer. This is the Memorial Day weekend, a time of remembrance, but also a time of celebration. And thanks to all of those who have served the country and over the years have passed away, whether they passed away in war or a result of war. And I think my dad would fit that mold. He didn't. He was an Iwo Jima survivor, three tours of duty in Vietnam, made it to age 73, but his body was much older than his age due to his defending the country and so on. So that's it. Josh, you all set?
I'm good.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Josh Arnold, our co-host, and Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer. I'm Rick Moore. Do have a wonderful weekend here on this Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be back next Friday at 10 a.m. on MSONewsSports.com with Trending Now with Josh Arnold and Rick Moore.
This is MSO Radio at MSONewsSports.com.